Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Friday, November 21st, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In the headlines and local news this evening, UWP Women's Arm strongly condemns attack on Monel Williams. From the region, CARICOM members to discuss CDF. And internationally, nuclear talks, Iran says no new ideas on the table. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Red Cap Rum is one of Belfast Estate's finest rum blend. Maho Whiskey, as it is locally called, is enjoyed by many in every corner of Dominica. Red Cap Rum is a blend of specially selected aged alcohols combined with other ingredients, creating an unexpected, smooth and unmatched blend. This outstanding refreshing flavor can be the base of many cocktails and can be mixed with lemon lime, classic cola, or with your favorite sorrel or orange juice for a Red Cap Rum surprise. Red Cap Rum delivers an extraordinary opportunity to share flavor and fun in any party or occasion. Red Cap Rum, drink it, but don't abuse it.
It's back and even sweeter. Get three Black Friday deals this Friday, November 21st, only at all Courts branches. Get kettles from $69. The TCL 48-inch FHD Smart LED TV for only $3,099. The Naples three-piece coffee table set for $3.99. Queen bed frames from $7.99. But you've got to hurry, because these pre-Black Friday deals won't last very long with limited stock. Hurry! Courts pre-Black Friday deals, Friday, November 21st. First only.
And welcome back to this evening's news. UWP trustee Norris Prevo has rejected recent comments made by DLP leader Roosevelt Scarrett, particularly those in relation to UWP Senator Monel Williams. Speaking on Q95 on Friday, Prevo called Mr. Scarrett to reflect on those statements made by him during his party's political campaign. Meanwhile, he has called on all women to condemn the statements made by the DLP leader.
I asked Mr. Scarrett to reflect on what has been coming out of his mouth over the last few months of this political season and to try to cleanse himself. I would also like to ask the women of Dominica to reject Mr. Skerritt for his disrespect for the women of Dominica. United Workers Party, led by Honorable Lennox Linton, leads and raises women, and Monel Williams has been an inspiration to the women of Dominica from all political sides. I've been on the field, I've spoken to women, I've heard women. They admire Monel Williams, she motivates them, she raises them to higher heights. So Monel, keep going for the stars. Women of Dominica, keep supporting Monel Williams.
We know that
UWP trustee Norris Prevo. In a recent rally of the DLP, leader Roosevelt Scarrett stated that if he were to birth a daughter in the likes of Senator Monel Williams, he may end up short of a grandchild. The DLP leader has since come under much pressure from various groups and members of the public for these statements, with one former government minister calling him to apologize to Miss Williams. Meanwhile, the women's arm of the United Workers Party has joined the chorus and strongly condemned the statements made by Mr. Scarrett. President of the Women's Arm, Latricia Cadet, in an official statement released by the group today, called on all women to reject Roosevelt Scarrett for his disrespect of women. She stated, "On behalf of all women of Dominica, the Women's Arm of the United Workers Party, UWP, condemn Mr. Skerritt's disgraceful insults for women. For this gross disrespect to women, we call on women of Dominica to reject Mr. Skerritt and his party on Election Day. As a woman and the president of the United Workers Party Women's Arm, I strongly condemn the statements made by Prime Minister. I also call on the Bureau of Gender Affairs and the Dominica National Council of Women to lend their voice to condemning Mr. Skerritt's statements." The CEO of the Dominica Air, Sea and Port Authority, DASPA, Benoit Badwell, says the authority will soon be making modifications to the Rosso cruise ship berth as part of efforts to improve the country's capacity to accommodate larger ships. Badwell made the announcement at the inaugural call of the MV Royal Princess of Princess Cruises at the Woodbridge Bay port on Thursday. He says the engineering design of the project is on the way and the government of Dominica has given its support to ensuring that the project is completed within the shortest possible time.
We know that at present we are working on plans to do some slight modifications in the pier in Roseau to be able to take ships of your size, especially as it relates to the gangway. And that's something that we have, and the design, the engineering design is on the way. And so we hope very shortly we can be able to embark upon this program. And the government of Dominica has given its support in terms of moving that process as a short to medium term process to ensure that we can continue to receive ships of your size and probably even some of the larger ships coming out, the Quantum class ships, etc.
CEO of the Dominica Air, Sea and Port Authority, DASPA, Benoit Badwell. The MV Royal Princess of Princess Cruises, with a passenger capacity of 3,600 and crew size of 1,346, will make 7 calls to Dominica during the 2014-2015 cruise season. In more news this evening, the Dominica Labour Party DLP hopeful for Paybush, Rosalind Paul, says if elected into office, she will seek to vitalise livestock and poultry farming in the Paybush constituency in order to help decrease the country's high food import bill. Speaking at a DLP rally in Calabashie this week, Paul says she will implement an agricultural resurgence program to encourage constituents to take advantage of opportunities towards the establishment of livestock and poultry farms. Paul also noted that she will encourage cultivation of coffee and cocoa to benefit Dominica's new coffee plant and cocoa expansion program.
I will seek to implement an agricultural resurgence program to encourage constituents to take advantage of opportunities towards establishment of livestock and poultry farms to supply Dominica's abattoir, to benefit from employment, and to contribute to food security. We must eat, and we import too much food. We can have our own locally produced chicken in Dominica. We can have our own locally produced meat, and that will help to keep some of our money in our country. I will encourage cultivation of coffee and cocoa to benefit from Dominica's new coffee plant and the cocoa expansion program.
Rosalind Paul, DLP hopeful for the Paybush constituency. Meantime, the DLP hopeful says she will seek to create the environment for greater youth and women participation in horticulture, floriculture, and agro-processing.
I will seek for greater youth and women participation in horticulture, floriculture, agro-processing, with linkages to agro-tourism and to take advantage of niche markets. Improvement to sporting facilities and completion and improved utilization of community resource centers. Many of our community resource centers are underutilized. They are utilized simply as offices, but our resource centers can be utilized for training, for empowerment, for business incubation.
Continue with news this evening. Recent revelations have indicated that WRB Enterprises Limited, part owner of Marpin, along with the Dominica Social Security DSS, has sold its shares to the DSS, a government-owned institution, making the government of Dominica the sole shareholder of the telecommunications company, Marpin 2K4 Limited. While there have not been any public announcements about the acquisition, Chairman of the Board, Francis Emmanuel, is said to have confirmed that at this time the DSS owns 100% shares of Marpin 2K4. Francis further confirmed that this has resulted in the installation of new persons on the board. Emmanuel is said to have commented that although the DSS, an arm of government, now owns 100% of shares of the company, it still remains a private company. He was not prepared to say anything further on the matter. The board members are Kamala Jean-Baptiste Aaron, Senior Information Officer at the Government Information Service Mervyn Paul, former Education Minister Sonia Williams, Missy Henderson, an employee of the Dominica Social Security, and former Government Productivity Consultant Parry Bellot. Attempts to contact Missy Henderson, who holds the senior management position at the DSS and will be the managing director of Mapping 2K4 while retaining her position at the DSS, taking responsibility for the day-to-day operations of the company, were unsuccessful. Through Ron Abraham, its original owner, Mapping, had been at the forefront of the telecommunications liberalization struggles of the 1990s. But over the past few years, the company has suffered from severe financial difficulties. Mapping offers cable television, local news and current affairs programming, as well as internet and landline services. Nigel Waldle, Bob Blanchard and Wayne Burke of the United States were former part owners and directors of the company. Q95 News will continue to follow the developments of this matter as they progress. Seven young women have officially become contestants in the 2015 Carnival Queen pageant after signing their contracts at the Dominica Festivals Committee ceremony earlier this morning. Each contestant this year says they bring something unique to the table, representing communities from across the island.
Representing the community of Tarishbit. I urge each and every one of you to come support me and the six other lovely contestants on the 13th of February 2015 at the Dominica Sports Stadium.
I am 22-year-old Kiana John from the community of Salisbury. I am honored to be a contestant at the Miss Dominica pageant for 2015.
I'm Bianca Blanchard, and I will be representing the community of Point Michelle in the 2015 Miss Dominica pageant.
I am 20-year-old Charis Nation, representing Castle Bruce. I am proud to be here this morning. I am enlightened to serve as an ambassador for my community.
My name is Patrice Dorset. I am 20 years old. I will be representing the community of Marigot and the Northeast by extension.
I am 21-year-old Kelsey Wrighton, representing the resourceful community of Kingsville. I urge you all to join and support us on this journey to the throne, Miss Dominica 2015, as we celebrate the real mass.
Representing the community of Bath Estates, I am 19-year-old Odessa Eli, a teacher at the Convent High School.
There are seven contestants. Meantime, chairperson of the National Queen Show Committee, Romalda Hysim, says the upcoming show, like the rest, will not disappoint.
A journey that began in October of this year, which will culminate on Friday, February 13, when the sensational seven contestants will display their talents to the Dominican public at the Miss Dominica pageant 2015. It will be a show filled with elegance, class, and most of all, a showcase of brain and beauty. For the past 8 years, we can measure our record of success at regional competitions. Our reigning queens have gone to the Miss Caribbean, Miss Jessie's, Miss Caribbean Culture, Miss Caribbean World, and Miss World competitions and have done well. For instance, from 2007 to 2014, we have won Miss Caribbean, Miss Jessie's, Miss Caribbean Culture 4 times each, and Miss Caribbean World twice. Where the titles were not won by Dominica, the contestant placed first or second. Undoubtedly, the Queen Show Committee has set a high standard over the years, and this year will not be any different. The ladies will undergo their planned training sessions for the night of February 13, 2015.
Chairperson of the National Queen Show Committee, Romalda Hysynth. The Carnival Queen pre-show is carded for December 20th, while the Carnival Queen pageant will take place on February 13th, 2015 at the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. Meanwhile, contestant number 3, Odessa Eli, has already secured sponsorship from Big Edge Financial Express and Minier's 7-Eleven Mini Mart. Former government minister Atherton Martin says Dominica's foreign policy has been shrouded in too much secrecy. According to Martin, a country's foreign policy is supposed to be driven by the country's national interest, which is best expressed in the national development priorities, strategies, and plans. Martin says, although Dominica has had a number of development plans approved by Cabinet for Dominica, the foreign policy actually pursued by Dominica's government has been almost the opposite of what was formally agreed as the direction forward for Dominica. He says these are some of the issues that former ambassadors Crispin Gregoire, ambassador to the UN, and Claxton Thomas, ambassador to the Republic of Cuba, will address during a public panel discussion organized by the Citizens Forum for Good Governance. The event is carded for Saturday, November 22nd, at the University of the West Indies Conference Room at 3 p.m.
But the truth is, as we know now, the passport dimension of our foreign policy actually has not accrued benefits really to Dominica because, one, as you see, there's been no disclosure. We don't even know who the passports have been sold to, which creates a national security issue. We don't know how much the passports have been sold for, which creates a resource challenge. And number three, we don't know how these resources get applied to national development priorities, which creates the development issue. So the absence of transparency is not just secret. The absence of transparency has in fact become a major problem for Dominica moving forward.
Former government minister Everton Martin. And that's this evening's local news in news from the region. The second meeting of the technical working group TWG, established by the Caribbean Community CARICOM to make recommendations on the replenishment of the capital fund of the CARICOM Development Fund CDF, is meeting in Barbados at the CDF headquarters on Thursday and Friday. The main topics on the agenda of this second meeting of the TWG are the proposals for financing the CDF's replenishment, specifically the size of the capital fund, the contribution formula, assessed contributions and payment schedules. CEO of the CDF, Lorne McDonough, who is scheduled to give the introductory remarks at the meeting, explained that the gathering would also address the scope and coverage of the CDF in the new cycle. The CEO observed Haiti and Monstrat have expressed interest in becoming members of CDF during the upcoming cycle. He added CDF currently undertook a mission to Haiti to discuss that country's accession, including the steps the government of Haiti needs to take in order to formalize its membership, the benefits it could anticipate, as well as the procedures necessary for assessing financial and technical assistance. McDonough further added that the recommendations coming out of this week's TWG meeting will hopefully be presented to the Heads of Government Conference in 2015. And internationally, Iran's foreign minister has said he heard no new ideas as the talks on Tehran's nuclear program stretched into the evening in Vienna. Mohammad Javad Zarif said he had been given no remarkable proposals to take to Tehran after meeting U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Friday. Mr. Kerry had cancelled plans to leave for Paris in order to continue negotiating with Mr. Zarif. The clock is ticking down to Monday, deadline for the deal. Six world powers representing the UN, the US, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, and China want Iran to curb its nuclear program in return for the lifting of UN sanctions. They want Iran to demonstrate it is not seeking to build nuclear weapons in the face of protestations by Tehran that its program is purely energy related. And that has been this evening's Prime Evening News Roundup. But first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news this afternoon, UWP Women's Arm strongly condemns attack on Senator Monel Williams. From the region, CARICOM members to discuss CDF. And internationally, nuclear talks. Iran says no new ideas on the table. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate Limited and Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant evening.